Adelaide Crows CEO is Andrew Fagan. Let's get the club's take on the 2015 fixture. Andrew joins us now. Thanks for your time, Andrew.
Thanks, guys. Good to be here.
Here, give us an overall from your view on the fixture.
Look, I'm pretty happy. I think that the footy department's happy in terms of travel schedule, short turnarounds, all the rest of it. I think our sponsors will be happy with the slots. I think fans should be happy in terms of having a mix of time slots. We've obviously got a couple of Thursday night, Friday night, a couple of Saturday nights, and then a mix across the course of the weekend. Important for us that we had an opportunity to celebrate the 25th season anniversary, and we do so against Hawthorn on what will be a blockbuster Thursday night fixture. Obviously we play Richmond and Geelong, and what will also be big games, and really good as well to host at home Indigenous round and multicultural round. So there's a lot to like there. We didn't get everything we wanted, but we got a good chunk of it.
Yeah, we'll get to that now. What were your club's fixture requests to the AFL, and which ones were fulfilled, Andrew?
Yeah, well, look, we wanted to try and get some additional games on Friday night, mm-hmm. Friday / Saturday, particularly with a focus on Friday. I think two games, if you sort of rope Thursday into that as well, two games on a Thursday and Friday is a little bit less than what we would have liked. We'd have liked three or four. We fell short there, but went okay. In a perfect world, if you were designing your own draw, you'd have another one of the top six Victorian teams as well. We probably got three of the out of the top six. Would have liked to have four. We were keen for a mix of time slots, just to try and appeal to both our city supporters as well as those from the country. We were pretty much given that. Although it wasn't a specific request, we don't get to design our own draw here, but we would have liked maybe in terms of our away games to have another game or two at the MCG as well. Overall, it's okay.
I know you want to appear really positive, Andrew, and yet you're doing that on this program, but it must annoy you with some of the time slots you get put in and some of the teams that you've drawn to play at Adelaide Oval, because the AFL knows that your supporters will turn up no matter what. Does that really annoy you?
Look, maybe it's a backhanded compliment that you sometimes just have to accept. But what I do know, and I've said on the other side of this, working for a governing body, trying to meet the requests of 18 clubs is pretty difficult. If we were sitting there trying to design our own draw and putting forward our perfect fixture, it wouldn't be exactly as we put forward, but neither would it be for the 18 teams that received them this morning. Look, Matt, clearly the AFL's got a number of mouths to feed, and I know that we've got a passionate support base down here in Adelaide. They've seen that through 2014, I think they expect to see it again in 2015. But having said that, look, I do think that we've got a solid fixture, and there's plenty for our supporters to be excited about.
What about only one game at the MCG?
Well, look, mate, we'd like more, and we'll make sure that they're aware of that. And it's obviously from a footy perspective in particular, it's important to try and play more games there. One game I don't think is enough, and we're keen to improve upon that going forward.
Showdowns round 5, Sunday twilight, not the preferred time slot, I wouldn't have thought, for a showdown.
It's one of those things that's probably a bit hard to judge, isn't it? Because it's obviously got such support as a fixture. The rivalry, is intense in this town. I've enjoyed it in my month or so here. It's gonna be a fantastic occasion, or two occasions there in 2015. The time slots that I think are preferable are those that that sit obviously at night and sit across the course of the weekend. But it depends on who you talk to. So those that suit the country members will be different to those that suit maybe those in the country. Those that suit an older demographic might be different to those that are younger. There's a lot of things that go into the mix here. And look, I think a spread's pretty solid. It's not ideal, but it's pretty solid.
And a good start. The first 11 games, you only play three of the top eight teams, and that's a positive, I would have thought, from a football perspective.
Yeah, I think on the surface it looks that way, but, mate, I don't know.
Dangerous, yeah.
It's not fantasy football, and I think pre-season starts with the young boys on Wednesday of next week, so I'm pretty certain we haven't kicked a footy in anger today. And I think it's fraught with danger to start picking winners in October. But, you know, so look, I don't think Walsh will be looking at and thinking it's anything but, 23 tough rounds of footy.
Absolutely, and well said. 8 free-to-air national games. Now, that's the commercial aspect of it. Are you happy with that?
Well, look, you know, we've got all of the games to show nationally. I think it's important to know, obviously, in terms of free-to-air coverage, we've got sort of that number. Look, I think if you spoke to any person in the commercial department here, and including myself, you'd like more. But man, I think our sponsors and corporate partners will be really happy with the slots that we've got, and we'll always campaign for more. But I think that you guys understand the draws are often a reflection of the season that's gone by as well. And we've got to perform on the field, and we'll be rewarded for that performance. And we'll certainly be able to argue more strongly to be rewarded for that performance. So that'll be what we'll do through on the field in 2015, do as much as we can, and then argue our case in AFL headquarters in the lead up to the 2016 schedule.
You've just been on Twitter answering the questions from the Adelaide supporters. Did anything stand out from then and them, and what's the response been like?
I was trying not to put too many typos in as I banged out messages to the guys. It was great. There were plenty coming through. I think that there were a lot of questions, some of which were touching upon the issues that you just did. I think that we'd probably like to have another couple of games in Melbourne / at the MCG. Mm. That would be ideal. Some of our Melbourne-based supporters would prefer that. It's important that we continue to grow that support base in Melbourne, and we'll work really hard to do so. I think people appreciative of the big fixtures we've got here. Again, just as I've touched upon, I think they'd like maybe another Friday night clash in there. All in all, I think people are receiving it pretty well, and they're all passing judgment on whether they think it's a good or a bad footy draw.
1-999-1395. We've got a number of these, Andrew. We too are interactive. A lot of them are having a bit of a whinge about Easter Sunday, carrying the can again on a very holy day for most.
Yeah, well, look, it's obviously the schedule with some of the other disruptions to stadium availability and the like this year starts on Easter. From a footy perspective, it's obviously good to start at home. The guys can have a solid build into that match. But from a fixture perspective, we're playing a team that finished in the top four last year in North Melbourne. We've got a passionate support base. They turned out in force last Easter for our fixture, and I guess that's been viewed as a positive by the AFL, and they've rewarded us by giving us another one. I think that we're going to, I'd like to think that's going to be a well-attended clash, really turn itself into a bit of a blockbuster, given it's first game out. It's Phil Walsh's first game in charge of the Crows. I think there's going to be plenty of excitement, and I hope we can turn it into a day out for the family.
Yeah, well, the fixture's the fixture. You've got 11 home games. A lot of people now are asking about the fan engagement, the home game experience. I know you'll be working feverishly behind the scenes on that. Will it be different next year? Will there be a different look? What can you share of what it may be for the 19th man next year when they go to Adelaide Oval?
Yeah, look, I've been receiving a heap of feedback. I've really enjoyed it. Said plenty on Twitter, plenty of emails, and plenty in the street. And it's all been great. Look, I'll make a couple of comments, and it's funny, obviously someone who's come from the East Coast, the match day experience at Adelaide Oval of both teams, I think, is viewed as a leading one in sport across the country. So it's, I think, the experience of all 22 matches there is viewed as a really positive one. But there's obviously an intense rivalry in this town, and people want us to step up, and we're going to do everything we can to do so. We're putting our heads together to look to enhance the experience. I want 11 good events there, not just 11 matches. I want 11 good entertainment events. We're working really hard. I don't want to to give away too much at the moment, but you know, I like to think that people will see a noticeable difference there next season.
Moving on from the fixture, Andrew, can we expect any more appointments down at the Crows, or is everything reasonably settled leading into the pre-season?
It's all pretty settled here in terms of the coaching side, I think, if that's what you're inferring. So obviously, you know, Walshy, myself, David Noble, we spent two solid weeks, you know, following his appointment, looking to, you know, to lock all of that in place, you know, both the people and some of the systems and you know, programming that sits in and behind it. You know, he then got an opportunity to go and refresh overseas for a little bit. He's finishing off in a leadership course in Switzerland, I think it is. So he'll come back. He'll come back with plenty of ideas, I'm sure, there as well. But mate, it's pretty settled from a structural perspective. David Teague spent the last couple of days down here, getting to know everyone. You know, Ryan O'Keefe was obviously down here yesterday. You know, the rest of the guys are coming back from their break and preparing to have the guys you know, all here in camp. Starting from next week.
One role you do need to fill is a list manager. How far away is that?
Yeah, look, not too far away. So we've progressed in our thought there. It was more a matter of, you know, getting our senior coach in place first and dealing with the footy department, which is a little more, you know, of a priority, and then getting through trade period, etc. You know, David Noble, you know, recruitment staff, you know, had things in order there. But look, we'll have an appointment. I would think in and around Christmas time, so someone could be on the ground in the new year.
David Noble, he was on every committee that was any, including the match committee, and sadly, the reasons for that. Is he doing too much? Is he being over-resourced or under-resourced or overstretched?
Yeah, look, I think Nobes certainly was over the last, you know, through 2014, and he's a very good man. I've enjoyed working with him over the last couple of months, and you know, he's a tremendous asset to the footy club. But look, he picked up a couple of additional gigs, and that won't be the case going forward. So obviously we've got, you know, Phil now in place as the senior coach with the structure around him that he's very comfortable with. So that takes away some of the additional responsibilities that David had in that respect in 2014. And then equally said, we will have the list manager position filled as well, which will take away some of the responsibilities that he had there. Then he can really concentrate on just, you know, his primary role as head of football. Said he's got an enormous amount of knowledge, really forward thinking and, you know, good strategically, and I've got no doubt at all that he'll work hand in glove with Walshy and myself to, you know, develop an elite footy program.
Crow CEO, our guest Andrew Fagan, we thank him for his time. Look, I understand the confidentialities with the Adelaide Oval review, but how close are all parties to an agreement on terms there?
Well, look, not as close as we'd like. Obviously I've picked this up in the last few weeks, and we're not, you know, if we hadn't had an agreement, we would have announced it. And the fact that we haven't is because we haven't. And, mate, there's still a fair bit of work to do. We're not in the position that we're comfortable with at the moment. I think it's been spoken about previously. It's been a complex move. It's a once in a multi-generational move when you move from one, you know, large stadium to another. And, I think some of the assumptions that were made, it didn't quite work out the way that parties would like, and there was a review mechanism in there if that was the case. And, you know, so that's obviously been called upon to look at where we're currently at. But we're working through it, you know, diligently. I think the discussions have been held in good regard, but, you know, there's still work to do, mate.
Estimated uplift of revenue was $3 million. You're gonna reach that, obviously?
It's difficult to talk about it with the degree of specificity that we would like. Mm-hmm. But mate, look, the bottom line is that I think given the tremendous success of the Oval, you know, the revenues that were that should have flowed down to the clubs didn't, and I think, you know, both clubs should be better off than they were. And that's something that we're just going to have to work through.
Okay, well, someone's being too greedy. It's either the two AFL clubs or the SANFL.
Yes. That's a statement.
Yeah, but who is it? You tell me who you think it is.
Look, mate, I'm not going to... I said it's a difficult one to take through. It's a complex matter. It's not one that I can talk about in the public arena. But, you know, I think you can read in the comments I've already made that said it's a... it's an out, the outcome that the current model has produced is not one that's satisfactory to the clubs.
Okay,
and, you know, it's one we're going to have to work through.
Yeah, and I understand the sensitivities and the confidentiality, and you've answered them well, but I've got to ask them. But if all parties cannot agree, now all parties being Crows, Port, the SANFL, does it just then revert back to the current agreement? And is there a danger that that will happen, Andrew?
Yeah, look, mate, again, it's a difficult one for me to answer. I can't go into too much detail, but the bottom line is, mate, it can't. We've got to work our way through this because the solution is not satisfactory. So it's, yeah, I don't see the status quo as being an acceptable solution, and I'm sure my colleagues across at Port Adelaide wouldn't see it that way either.
Now, how have you settled in, Andrew? Like, have you played a game of golf anywhere? Have you dropped the rod in the water? Have you been to a nice restaurant? Are you loving Adelaide? How are you going, Andrew?
Mate, I'm good. I'm glad that you've asked. I've been concerned that you haven't been asking me how I've settled in. It's been fantastic. So I've spent a lot of time here at the office and in meetings. I haven't spent enough time probably exploring the delights of Adelaide. I have found a restaurant to eat in pretty much most nights because I've been in some temporary accommodation.
Yeah.
So I've been walking the streets and finding a nice place to pop a chair and have a cold beer and a meal at night. And I had a lovely trip to McLaren Vale on the weekend with my partner. And it was beautiful up there. So I look forward to exploring a little bit more over the coming weeks.
Well, Andrew, thanks for taking the time to join us on what is a really busy day for the footy club. So we appreciate you joining us. Sounds like you're pretty happy with the Crows draw, and no doubt us at 1395 Adelaide's 5AA will speak to you very, very soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate the call.
Well done, Andrew Fagan there, the CEO of the Crows. I think they've got a double thumbs up. There's two elements, commercial football. Great start to the season. Commercial, they've got the games they want. Look, they're all going to say, I wish we had more blockbuster games. I wish we had more Friday nights. I mean, only 8 free-to-air TV games. Kane, again, Collingwood get 17.
Oh.
Now go and sell that to your sponsors.
And he's clearly not happy with the MCG, only one game at the MCG, and rightly so. But I agree with you, Rory. On the whole, I think he's pretty happy.
No, he's happy.
And he spoke well to us. And look, I think the Crows are a sleeper for next year. I think they should make the 8.